Now, I mentioned Mr. Barry Douglas. Can we have some Dancing Hungarians to start? The very least we can have. Now, that's the Hungarian dance. We have many dancing Hungarians on the programme, and Barry Douglas helping them out there with music from Brahms. Barry, good morning to you. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Marty. How are you?
I'm very well. I'm very well. You're sounding lovely and clear. Now, I have to check with everybody who comes on now. Are you in Belfast, in Dublin, in Paris, or where are you exactly at the moment?
I'm actually in Dublin, not far from Donnybrook.
Oh, for heaven's sake, you could come in and talk to me if you had the old job. But you probably have the job already, did you get it?
I've had two jobs, yeah. I had my second one just last week.
And are you feeling fine, fit, happy and well?
I'm feeling invincible.
Well, wonderful. It's brilliant. I only got one, and I have to tell you, isn't it amazing how you feel suddenly safer somehow and better and optimistic for once you get the old jobs?
Yeah, I mean, they say we have to continue to be cautious.
Of course,
it does relax you a little bit more, which is fantastic.
Oh, it really?
After this horrible 16 months.
That's right. But you presumably haven't been travelling, have you?
For a long time, I didn't. But the concert hall in Dublin have been fantastic, and I've done several things. I've been in Drogheda as well, doing a live stream, and in Belfast as well, and Derry. So it was great. But I also got to travel recently to Spain and Finland and Russia. So travel is starting again, which is great to get back on the road.
If I can ask, is that because you had the Parajams? Is it because you had a couple of them?
No, it was... I mean, they're very, very... I mean, it doesn't matter which country it is, they're very, very rigorous in their demands for testing. And I think my nose is in tatters with all the testing. Oh. But it's really important. You know, I'm getting tested every 2 or 3 days, you know, when I'm on the road.
That's right, that's right. Well, I was talking to some colleagues to do with the Eurovision, and they said every 48 hours, people were tested. And if you were in any way showing symptoms, off you went for the 7 days. You were kind of removed from the company. And that's just the way it's been. So it's quite understandable too. Well, listen, you've got this event tomorrow night, which people can access. Tell us what it is. Tell us all about the concert.
Well, it's a fantastic series of concerts at the National Concert Hall, and we're thrilled to be a part of that at Camerata Ireland.
Yes.
And this is actually part of our residency at the hall, but it's also part of a scheme called Side by Side, where we invite students from the Royal Irish Academy of Music and TU Dublin to sit alongside members of the orchestra.
Yeah.
And so that's been amazing. They were so well prepared. We did a rehearsal yesterday, and it's going so well. And they're already so professional. And I mean, they haven't even left college. So it bodes well for the future of Irish music.
Isn't it fantastic? Well, when I think about Camerata Ireland, and like it's on the go, 1999, cross-border and all of that. Has Brexit influenced anything? Has it changed anything? Or are you kind of, as the fellow said, carrying on regardless?
We're carrying on regardless, but at the moment we don't know what's going to happen. And in fact, the Arts Council in the North is having a seminar next week to gauge people's preparedness.
Right.
Because there are horror stories of there was a group of musicians who wanted to travel around Europe, and they had to pay just for Belgium something like €870 for all the paperwork, and it took forever. So if that's the case for UK companies, UK musicians, that's going to be really tough for them.
Yeah.
We're lucky because we have, Camerata is formed from two parts. It's got a Northern Irish company and it's got a Republic of Ireland company.
Yes, yes.
So we can travel as if we're travelling from Dublin. And often, of course, we do travel from Dublin, rehearse in Dublin.
Yeah.
So hopefully it won't affect us too much. It might affect some of our UK musicians who are UK-based.
Right.
That's the only thing.
Yeah. It's a bit of a mess when it comes to this, isn't it? Particularly from your point of view, considering where all your musicians come from and the fact that you don't want to be losing people along the way unnecessarily, and it's nothing to do with them at all.
Yeah, I mean, it's heartbreaking because it's not their fault, and musicians didn't need this. I mean, we had the Brexit, we had the pandemic, and the musicians, especially young musicians who are still in college, have suffered so much. And now things are beginning to open up in certain countries, and they will here also, of course, eventually. But the employment opportunities are much less now. And a lot of people in London orchestras have actually retrained and given up as musicians. Because
isn't that desperately sad? Isn't that desperately sad?
Yeah.
Really is.
Yeah. I mean, you had half the London musicians were working in Tesco's and Sainsbury's. You know,
right,
it's just horrible because there was no financial support for them.
And hopefully you'll be able to keep as many musicians as you can on the road. How many musicians have you, by the way, in Camerata Ireland?
We normally travel, when we're going on international tours, we normally travel with 33.
Wow.
And but we're quite adaptable, and we can do small venues with less people. This concert at the concert hall will be with 23 strings.
Right.
That's including the students. And so it's really making a fantastic sound. Of course, the acoustic in the National Concert Hall is magnificent.
Second to none, it'll be beautiful. Now, the piece that they're playing is the Nocturne for Strings by Kinsella. Tell us a bit about him.
Well, he's one of Ireland's legends as a composer. I mean, he's been so prolific writing symphonies and string quartets. This piece, and all the pieces, there are three pieces, two pieces by Mozart and one by John, are kind of arrangements, because this started out its life as the slow movement of his violin concerto. And then he arranged it for cello and strings, and then he also arranged it just for string orchestra. And it's hauntingly beautiful. It's quite sad in outlook, but it's got some great moments which, you know, are able to uplift you. And in the middle section, it's a little bit kind of traditional music, traddy,
right.
Which is great.
Has this been recorded before? Because we know Nocturne for Strings from Dvorak, but has this been recorded before, the Kinsella?
Yeah, I think the Irish Chamber Orchestra have recorded that.
Ah.
RTE, in the old days, RTE Symphony Orchestra maybe did it. I'm not sure. But
right.
we haven't recorded it, although we've taken it on tour all over the world.
Oh, well, you'll have it recorded now, which would be lovely. That's fantastic. Now, I want to play a little bit of yourself. You know where I'm going. I have to play my Lagan of Love, because I don't like having you on without playing it. It's just me. It's just me. Humour me.
And, yeah, no, it's lovely.
I know, I love it. Here it is. It's Barry Douglas playing it, my Lagan of Love. So what are the plans then, Barry, when you talk about Camerata and touring? You've the concert hall tomorrow night. Oh, by the way, if people want to do this, it's where did I put the bit of paper? It's Dice FM. Isn't that how you get in touch with get in touch and for the stream? Isn't that how you do it?
I think that's it. I'm not quite sure. The technical aspect is so fantastic. They've really done it really, really well.
It is fantastic, isn't it, how it's all just brought together. It's Dice FM. So that's tomorrow night at the concert hall. And then, Barry, what's your plan? Because we're hearing all the time about the UK and events being planned and concerts kind of going ahead. What are you hearing? What's your gut feeling about the next number of months for you guys?
At the moment, it seems to me from early August or even late August, maybe things will start to get back to some kind of normalcy. I know I'm playing in England and I'm playing in Liverpool actually this weekend.
But that's you alone, isn't it?
That's just me alone.
Yeah.
And the international tours will start in September.
And what sort of audience will you have in Liverpool over the weekend, Barry?
I think they're doing a third of the capacity. And when I was in Spain 2 weeks ago, it was a theatre which normally holds 1,000, and there were 250, and right. That was sold out.
Sure, of course.
So, yeah,
but that's very optimistic, isn't it? It's very good.
It's a start economically. It's
I know. Economically, it's silent because the thing has gone down. Now, the thing about live radio is it may come back. Then again, it may not. Barry. Earth calling Barry. The technology. I am so looking forward to the time when Barry Douglas can sit in front of me and we can have the chat, as we often do, because he's great company, and speak properly, as opposed to the... Isn't it amazing? You would think the technology would hold up. I think it's worn out. I think the technology has gotten to a point where it has no more energy left. Do you think I'm filling on the basis that he might be able to come back to us? I probably am. No, I think Barry's gone into the ether. Oh, that's a pity. Anyway, listen, let me just explain to you again. It's Barry Douglas, Camerata Ireland, and it is on tomorrow evening at the National Concert Hall. What time does it start? 8 o'clock is the starting time. And it's tickets for the stream are available exclusively via dice.fm. All right? Dice.fm is what you have to do, supported by RTE and RTE Lyric FM. Oh, you're back! I was filling time while you were missing. Isn't the technology a pain in the neck half the time?
I don't know what it is.
Well, it's nothing to do with you. That's just, it happens with these streams and whatever. Anyway, I've given them all the information while you were trying to get back in touch, so we'll be all right, please God. No, what I was saying to you was the optimism of being able at least to play concerts. Like, if you have 250 now, Barry, in Liverpool over the weekend, please God, it could be 350 in another week or so, and then, as you were saying, financially it might begin slowly but surely to make a bit of sense.
Yeah, when I was playing a recital in London last October, what they did was they asked me to play it twice, so they had two different audiences, and that sort of made it economically possible, and they cleaned the venue in between the two recitals. So I played the same program twice, and I'm telling you, that's tough.
Yes,
you play it once,
yes,
and then you have to do it again.
But, merciful hour. Well, look, I hope it all works out, because the thing is, you need to be out on the road, and you need to be able to bring your wonderful music to people as often as possible, and particularly with Camerata, because there's a commitment, and people need to be working and need to be bringing also the pleasure of their music to people. So it's all interlinked.
And we're hoping that we have our Clandeboy Festival in County Down up north every August, and
yes,
it had to be online last year, but we're hoping that it's going to go ahead this year. It'll be a smaller festival, but it's the 20th anniversary, so we have to do something.
Yeah, so you're planning to have it the full whack, or at least a version of it.
Yeah, we're going to do 7 days. Normally we would do 10 or 11 days, so we're doing, and we won't have the young musicians physically with us, but we'll do their masterclasses online, and then we'll also be streaming a concert we recorded with three of our young musicians from last year's festival, and that's going to come out probably on the 7th of June. And Sean Doherty has been commissioned to write a new piece to celebrate the wonderful Derry composer. He lives in Dublin.
Yes.
And so he's written a wonderful piece for us.
What date will you have Clandeboy? What date is that?
So it starts on the 16th of August,
okay.
Monday 16th, and the last concert is on the 21st of August, and yes. That's the one that will have Sean's piece played by Camerata.
Wonderful. Well, listen, good luck with that. Yeah. Maybe we'll see you before then. Maybe you'll be, yeah. As the fella said, maybe you'll be let out. And we can sit opposite each other and have the chats, which is always lovely.
That'd be great.
Barry, it's a great pleasure always to talk with you. Do keep well, and good luck tomorrow evening at the National Concert Hall. Always a joy. Take care,
thanks
my friend.
So much,
God
Marty.
Bless you. Not
yeah, you
at
take
all.
Care.
I'm same. Going to play Mazursky because we have the great gate of Kiev from Barry Douglas to take us out. And here it is. Thank you.
been listening to Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM.